strong with this one.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Join me each week, The Movie Buff, where I review movies and talk about movie-related topics with special guests. And welcome back. I'm The Movie Buff, movie reviews and movie-esque other stuff. And today we have the lovely Kara.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
How are you today, Kara?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
That's good.
I'm excited for this one. I like these.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a favorite of mine as well. If you're wondering what we're talking about, we are going to be talking about today movie mistakes.
Movie mistakes. There's so many of them. Honestly, just watch any film and you'll be able to pick them out. This is so good.
So, what movie mistakes have you found or have you noticed?
Okay, so a couple I've noticed myself, and just through like reading other lists online, I've gone, oh my god, I fully pointed that out myself before. Yep. Like, so it makes it clear that, okay, I'm not just being crazy. So in the film Dirty Dancing, there's a scene where they're like driving along and she's in the back of the car getting changed, but the gear stick on the steering wheel shows that the car's in park. So you know the old school gear sticks that were around the steering wheel?
Yeah.
The whole entire scene they're supposedly driving, the gear sticks in park.
Now that is funny.
That's like a tiny little one.
That is
but
funny.
But it's pretty good, right?
Yep. One that springs to mind while you're talking about that one was one for all you older listeners out there.
Yeah.
It comes from the movie Commando.
Ooh.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's like back in the 80s, wasn't it? It's a pretty old film, or are you thinking older?
Yeah, no, 80s.
Yeah. 80s? Yeah, yeah, thought so.
Kind of showing my age, but hey.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, so in the scene where Arnold is escaping from the plane, he's hanging off the wheel well off the plane. And as he jumps, I only found this out because my friend and I, we were watching it, and he told me this, that the actor that is jumping off the wheel well from the plane is actually black.
Mm, what do you mean?
So I didn't believe him, right?
Yeah.
He said, the actor's black that's jumping off the plane. I was like, nah, it can't be. It's Arnold, right?
Yeah.
I thought he did his, you know, all his own stunts.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, no, watch this. So he pauses the movie, like, literally almost frame by frame.
Frame, and you can see the difference.
And you can see the actor is actually a black actor.
Oh my goodness. That's actually pretty funny.
The funniest part is, of that, is as soon as he hits the water, it's Arnold.
Yeah.
That's
so really funny.
That's one that always, I don't know why, it just stuck with me.
A couple that I always seem to pick up, and I picked it out in Harry Potter once, and then I'm a big fan of the Lord of the Rings series as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so
that's a cool series.
I noticed the same mistake in a couple of movie series.
Yeah.
So, characters' eye colours, whereas in the books, they'll specifically say, oh, they had eyes like the mother, like in Harry Potter. Yeah. The daughter had eyes like the mother.
Yeah.
But the person who was actually casted for the film had dark brown eyes, whereas the mother had green eyes in the book.
Yeah.
So just little tiny mistakes that, as a fan, you would notice. And it's the same with Legolas. His eyes were blue in the Hobbit films, yet they're dark brown in the Lord of the Rings films.
Yeah,
see, you see, it's just tiny little things that they really bug me. Like
That one that gets me, those are a funny one.
Or the little ones where you'll see like something from a separate era.
Yep.
So the movie will be dictated in one era, and then you'll see an item in the movie that's from like years later, a later area.
Yeah.
And because like Dallas Buyers Club's a shocker for that. There's a poster of a Lamborghini in his office, Matthew McConaughey's office.
Yeah.
The car that's in the poster didn't come out till like 2011, and the movie's set in 1985, so I thought that one was pretty funny. Or Back to the Future as well, that's another one.
Yeah.
The guitar that Marty McFly plays.
It
wasn't invented until like 5 years later.
That's right. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
I know that one. One that comes to mind is one of my actually favourite movies is Star Wars, the first one, and I don't know if you remember, but when the stormtroopers are coming through the door, like it opens up, but this one stormtrooper, it's like he's blind, he doesn't see it, he just walks fully right into it.
Yeah.
And he, hits his head on top of the door that's
meant to be.
Full on just dunk,
straight into it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. See, I wouldn't have picked up on that. I haven't really watched Star Wars 2 in depth, but I think I might now because that sounds a little bit funny.
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny. One you should look out for if you ever watch this movie is in Gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
When Russell Crowe is riding his horse down the road.
Yeah.
And if you look to the left of him, there looks to be the signs of a tractor that was in the field.
Yeah.
Like, so two tractor marks mm-hmm. in the on the field.
Oh, wait, this, of Gladiator?
In Gladiator, the movie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And this movie is meant to be set in Roman times.
Yeah, the Roman...
Roman era, so it's like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
There's some that are really blatant, though. Like, one last one I'll just think of. Pretty Woman. There's, like, one scene where she's eating a croissant. My mum's real good at picking this one out. She'll be eating a croissant, and then the camera flashes to him and flashes back to Julia Roberts, and she has a pancake in her hand. Like, complete opposite foods, blatant. And people don't really pick up on it, but I thought it was quite funny. So that's my last little one that I'll think of.
Well, thank you again, Cara. That was really interesting. And you had some really funny movie mistakes that I didn't actually realise myself. If you want to hear this and more, then come back next time where we will have another special guest. And if I don't, it'll just be me. So, yeah, I'll be back.
You'll be in luck either way.
Yeah. I've been the movie buff and with...
Oh, with me. Sorry, guys. Yeah, with me, Cara.
And, that's us.